This is JLPT Bootcamp, the ultimate guide to passing the JLPT in less time with less pain. Hello, everyone. This is the JLPT Bootcamp podcast. This is episode 31, and I'm your host, Mac. And today, I'm going to talk about a little bit about using Japanese movies to practice your listening. But first, just to tell you what I've been doing over the last week here. It's about 3 weeks away from my N2 test, and I finished a practice test last weekend, and I'm going back over it, through it now and realizing that I'm not so good at summarizing for reading. And I need to kind of work on that, especially. I think summarizing is something that kind of comes into play at the higher levels, N2 and N1, where you have to read a section of text and then choose the best summary as an answer to a question. So you have to kind of condense two or three lines worth of information into one sentence just to get the general idea. And I tend to have a hard time with that for whatever reason, just being a little bit careless, looking for the exact verb that I need. And so I'm going to try to practice a little bit more, some reading and summarizing over the next couple weeks. I only have 3 more weeks before the big test, so still haven't gotten my voucher yet, but hope that'll arrive soon. Any day now. But today, let's get into the main talk today. Today we're talking about improving your Japanese listening with movies. And watching movies in Japanese can help you really improve your listening for a variety of different reasons. Also, kind of goes with the fact that watching a movie is a lot more fun than sitting down and doing some listening exercises out of a book. And so you can get into movies a lot more than you can with some listening exercise book. And there's plenty of movies out there with interesting dialogue, with some realistic dialogue. And we'll also, in a movie, there's a variety of different situations that you can experience that you wouldn't probably experience, you know, just kind of walking around Japan or without, it would put you into different situations that you wouldn't normally be, wouldn't normally be in real life. So, and also too, what I've found is that they can pull you in and you can kind of lose yourself in the movie and the language and not be thinking about, well, does this mean that and does this mean that? You just want to kind of get through the movie and learn some of the new vocabulary and kind of understand it that way. So there's more of a goal there, motivation as well, because the more you understand, the more you can get into the movie. So it's really motivating to get into listening to a particular movie and picking out some of the words that you know. So some other advantages and why it would be important to watch some movies is because in movies they use idioms and unique uses of the language. Movie dialogue, kind of by definition, is well-written dialogue. It's like if everyone really thought about what they were saying, that would be movie dialogue, you know? So there's a lot of rich content in there, rich idioms and rich sayings that you can pull from and you can use in your language. Of course, I wouldn't exactly use every single word that you would get out of a movie because that's not really realistic speaking, but there are a few things that you can learn from a movie that you can kind of use at the right moment and impress your friends, as well as learn to kind of decipher what is going on in a particular scene and kind of make educated guesses, which will help you on the test. Kind of imagine a scene of two people talking. Because another reason why movies are useful, I think, is because, you know, almost all the time when you're listening to someone, you are actually seeing them. You're seeing their gestures, their, you know, their intonation, their facial expressions, and that's going to help you understand some things. And so that's a good way to kind of learn the language and prepare you for the test, because then you can, when you listen to those two dialogues between two people on the test, you can kind of imagine them going through this, going through the gestures. And so you can place yourself a little bit closer to what's actually going on. Because a lot of times, at least when I'm doing the listening for the test, it's difficult to imagine the situation, where are these two people talking? And it's a bit, realistically speaking, it's a bit unrealistic, right? You're never going to sit down and listen to two people talking off of a CD. In real life, you're going to watch, you're going to see two people, you know, actually standing there talking to each other, and you're going to be able to tell from body gestures and facial expressions what they're talking about. Also, something that isn't exactly specifically studying for the test, but one good thing about movies is that you can practice the skill of realistic listening. And what I mean by this is listening to speech that people are mumbling, making soft sounds, cutting off the ends of sentences, cutting off the ends of certain sounds, loud speaking. People speaking at the top of their voice is a little bit different than what you would hear on the test and on the on your typical listening exercise book. You know, both of those situations, they have very calm people that are kind of speaking at this regular volume and regular pace, and so that's obviously not very realistic. We, as native speakers, you kind of change the language a little bit. You speed up or you slow down or you mumble a little bit sometimes when things can be understood from the situation. So watching movies helps you practice that realistic listening skill, which will help you actually use the language. Maybe not so much on the test, but actually go and use the language in real life, which is kind of the goal of studying a language. So how do you go about studying Japanese listening from movies? Well, for beginners, my recommendation is to try to pick something you are familiar with. What would be a good choice is to pick a Western movie, a Hollywood movie that you have seen before, and that's available in Japan, and you can watch it with dub. A lot of movies on DVD are dubbed. If you go watch it in theater, they usually aren't dubbed unless they believe that the audience will be, there will be kids in the audience, I should say. So for example, if it's a big, I believe like Golden Compass or Pirates of the Caribbean or something, there might be a dubbed version because the distributors believe that some kids will be watching the movie, and so they won't be able to read the kanji. So sometimes you can see it in movie theaters, you'll be able to see the dubbed version, but more than likely you'll have to rent a DVD. And almost all DVDs will have dubbed over dialogue. Also, any movies on TV will have dubbed over dialogue as well as the default language. Of course, if you have a TV where you can switch the language, you can switch it over to English if you need to. And my recommendations would be if you can read kanji fairly well, and especially hiragana, which if you're studying for the JLPT, you probably can read hiragana fairly well, then go ahead and use the subtitles and listen to the English first, the first time you watch it. So listen to the English, read the subtitles, so you can you can translate in your head, like, oh, that's how you would say it in Japanese. Then later go back and watch it with the Japanese speaking and Japanese subtitles, so you can kind of use them as reference. Like, what did he say there? Did he cut that off? Some soft sounds, or he mumbled something, the actor mumbled something, then you can see it in the subtitles there. If you can't read kanji, or read a lot of kanji yet, maybe you're N5 or N4 level, it might be better to listen in Japanese with Japanese subtitles to start off. Because between the two of them, you can kind of start to guess. And this is also a good way to learn the readings of kanji. So instead of, you know, sitting down and reading kanji with the furigana on top, this is a really good way to read the subtitles and listen to the Japanese at the same time. So you can kind of, if you know the hiragana, you can start to pick up the pronunciation of the different kanji. And so that's really helpful for me. I believe, like, I can practice doing some reading of some difficult kanji there. Also, you, if you really want to, if you have the time, I should say, you might want to replay the same DVD chapter over and over again to kind of dissect and take apart each section of the DVD, each chapter, and learn the different phrases in each chapter. Now, if you're like me and just want to pick up a few phrases here and there, this is what I do. I just watch a movie with the Japanese voice and Japanese subtitles, and I'll pick up, you know, probably 10 to 20 new words and phrases from each movie that way, and kind of study it, write them down in a notebook, and throw those into Anki, or just review them from time to time. And when I review them, I try to imagine the scene in which they were said. So that way, there's some kind of emotional connection to that phrase, and I can feel where I would use that, as opposed to just studying the word and phrase, you know, out of nowhere, out of just some textbook without really that much context. So that's how I kind of try to pick up some new words. I try to imagine the situation that the phrase is being used in every time I go to practice it. One other thing is, if you do watch movies on your TV at home, which usually in Japan every weekend they'll play a movie for free on normal broadcast TV. So with modern TVs, if you have a digital TV, you can switch to Japanese subtitles usually. So try to look up how you can do that. If you have a TV that's probably bought in the last 2 years or so, there's probably an option for you to switch into Japanese subtitles, and I highly recommend doing that, especially if it's broadcast and you're not going to be able to watch it again if you're not recording it or something. That would be pretty useful. So, some action steps for next week, and I'm afraid these are kind of a little Japan-centric here this time, but go rent a DVD or watch a movie on the weekend, a Japanese movie, and write down some new words and let me know in the comments for this episode, episode 31, on the website, jlptbootcamp.com. Let me know what words you learned and from what movie. That would be really helpful. If you are happen to be outside of Japan, you can of course, order some DVDs off of yesasia.com, which is a website that you can order from. And they're based in Hong Kong, and I believe they're pretty reasonable because I think if you order something over, I think if your total order is over $40, then it's free shipping. So international shipping, which is pretty good. And some things there are actually cheaper than they would be in Japan. So I'll have a link to Yes Asia in the notes here for this podcast. So go ahead and check that out, and I will talk to you next week. To claim your free 21-page ebook on the 5 biggest mistakes people make on the JLPT, as well as more tips and tricks to help you pass the Japanese language proficiency test, come visit me at jlptbootcamp.com.